guys. I hope you're well. Well, I'm going to keep it very brief as I share this with you. I pray that it blesses you. I pray that it brings deliverance to you. I pray that it brings transformation into your life, truly. Well, there are so many times in life when we really want something so bad, I don't know what it is, but we end up using means that are really displeasing to God to get that thing. And when I say means that are displeasing to God, I mean you use means that will be oppressive to others. You use means that will be to your advantage without caring who will be hurt along the way. You use means which are forceful. The word here is force. And the title of this message I'm sharing is Don't Force the Outcome. Don't force it. When you are a child of God, or a person who is a believer in Christ Jesus, you are led of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says those that are led of the Spirit, those are the sons of God. So the first requirement for all of us as sons of God is to be Spirit-led. We cannot be led by our carnality or by the selfish desires. You know, when you study the book of James, it says, where are there wars? Where are there fights? Where are people bickering at each other? Where are people fighting? And where are there divisions? It is because of wrong motives. And one of the wrong motives we see in people is that, you know, spirit of competition, of wanting to be better than another person, of wanting to have what another person has, of wanting a class or a stature that is not theirs, of wanting a title or a position, of wanting even a man or a woman because they just see that this is the person, this is the one I want. And some people have even gone crazy and used things, words from God and say, thus says the Lord, you are my wife. And, you know, that's it. They're saying, oh, no, you have no choice. Because that says the Lord, it's the word of God. And you know, crazy things, people have even used such kind of words, not just for marriages, but for other manipulative purposes. You know, it's not just about marriage, but even they'll say, that says the Lord, you need to do this, you need to do this. You just because they want to force something. And I when I'm speaking to you, I know that the Lord is grieved by such things. It's so grieving to God when you are a child of God and you have refused to surrender yourself to God. You have refused to let God have his way in your life. You have refused to let God be the Lord of your life because he can be your savior, but he's not master over everything. He doesn't master you. You don't listen to him. You don't follow his instructions. You don't obey him. You do things the way you want to do them. So if you are determined to go to another nation, you will do whatever it takes to go to that nation. Even if it means to compromise, to falsify documents, you will go. If it means you want to get that girl, you will get her. If you want to get that car, you will get it. If you want to live in that house, you will live. I mean, you've seen it even in the office. You've seen it in corporate circles because somebody is determined to be the, you know, in the most senior position, to have that position. They will do anything if it means to oppress their other colleagues, if it means to even go and say, you know, that this was my presentation. Well, they know that it was their junior that worked on it, burning the midnight oil, but they never acknowledged them in that meeting just for them to look good so that they can get it. People who are like this are dangerous people, and that's why when you read 1 Kings 21, the story of how Jezebel took Naboth's vineyard, you understand that the people who operate like this are operating under that spirit called a Jezebelic spirit, which is not gender sensitive. It can channel itself through a man or through a woman who is determined. When you see force in our political circle, it is Jezebelic spirit that is behind those people. It is a Jezebelic spirit that is making them do that. When you see molestations, young babies, young girls, young boys being molested, being forced into sexual acts at tender age, it is not any other thing. It's that unclean spirit, that Jezebelic spirit that you can refer to Revelation chapter 2 and find that it loves this kind of immorality. It loves that kind of immorality, that spirit, and therefore it will force itself even on children, you know. And we've seen people kill. We've seen people, I mean, it's there in the word of God. Look at even what David did. David was a great man. God called him a man after my own heart. But look, he saw a woman and he was determined to get a woman. He had to kill the husband of Bathsheba. And look, the end result of forcing his way was not good, because he ended up losing a child. He lost a child. When we force things, there'll always be a loss. When we force things, we are killing something else that could have been good for us. When we refuse to wait on the opportunity that God has for us, when we refuse to wait on the process to be over, when we refuse to wait on God and we want to rush for things, then we are not being led by the Spirit of God. One of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is patience. To know that the Holy Spirit is leading you, you will be patient, because an impatient person will always be a bickering person, will always be a whining person, they'll always be a bitter person, they'll always be a complaining vessel. That is what you see, and that is not a person who can pride themselves to say that they are operating by the... Look at how Potiphar's wife tried to force himself on Joseph. She really didn't know what she was doing, but she actually helped Joseph quite a bit, because it led to Joseph's promotion. Joseph was a patient man. He had gone through a lot, but he was not ready to use compromise. You see, when you are forceful, you will use bribes. When you are forceful, you will falsify documents. When you are forceful, you will build a fake CV and work for companies that have never existed in the earth. And when they begin to Google search those companies, they will not be found, and this will be to your embarrassment. When you are forceful, you will take loans to maintain a lifestyle. You will beg, borrow, and do everything because you want to keep up with a certain class. When you are forceful, you don't wait for God to do it for you. You do it for yourself. Let me tell you something, beloved. God is cautioning us out of the place of love to learn how to wait on him, to learn how to be patient, to learn how to accept that that might not have been meant for me. That woman, that man might not have been meant. You have seen people kill a female, a male, because they want them as a partner. They cannot believe that they can have them, and so they kill them. They are using force. They are using their own muscle. When you use your own muscle to push people, show them out of the way so that you can get to the top or you can get your expected outcome, you are operating far from God. Many times, we don't want to listen to the instructions that God has made personally for us. The plan that God has for each and every one of us is a unique plan. That plan cannot be applied to another person. It is for you. It is for me. And therefore, you need to work with God, work with God, work with God, work with God, and align yourself to his plan. Because the plan he has is a good plan. It's just for you. You are the perfect fit for that plan. So you cannot want to have what is for somebody else, or what is not even in your plan. That's why many times we find ourselves walking so far away from the plan of God, because we used our own muscle, we used our flesh, we used our connection, we used terms like, I know somebody there, I have a godfather, I've got my spiritual father, he can open that door for me. Hey, sometimes you can even do something spiritual, but it is sinful, because you are trying to just push your way through something. People have gone and falsified documents so that they can be in a certain class. You know, you want to be known to be of a certain class in the society. You falsify documents to obtain even maybe money from the bank. It won't work. Let me tell you, it's very temporal. It's very temporal. The things that are forced are very temporal in nature. I love Joseph for one thing. Joseph was a patient man. I mean, for my opinion, I see patience in him. Because in that prison, there was somebody who was supposed to go out there and put in a good word for him, but they did not. But at the timing of God, and that's it, when it is from God, it flows naturally. It comes in right on time. At the timing of God, he makes everything beautiful. And that's what happens for Joseph. When you wait on him, you're patiently waiting. God has a way of making things just work for you. God has a way of making things that were meant to be, you know, for evil, to work for you, because you are patient. I pray that we can develop patience. I pray that we can let go of this pride, because let me tell you, behind every forceful person, there is a spirit of pride, there is a spirit of haughtiness, there is also the spirit of if you allow me to say it, envy and jealousy. Because sometimes it's because you've seen somebody else with it. It's because you've seen somebody else walking in it that you want it. And the Bible says clearly in the book of James that where do fights come from? Where does all this bickering come from? Does it not come from your own selfish motives? It comes from selfish motives, and these are the motives that I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit is not there when you're trying to force your way through those doors, when you're trying to force the opportunity, when you're trying to force that marriage, when you're trying to force that sister to marry you, when you're trying to pray prayers of manipulation so that that brother can marry you, when you're trying to make sure that you can get there by stepping on others. You have destroyed ministries. You've gone around destroying ministries because you always go in with this attitude that I've been sent here. The Lord has sent me here for some time. What do you mean the Lord has sent you here for some time? You have become the deputy policeman, the deputy Holy Spirit. It's like you're telling that man of God, that woman of God, that I'm on an assignment to check whether you're really doing what God has called you to do. Sometimes this is not God. Yes, God can send you into a place to humble yourself there, partake, eat, be fed, be refreshed, but not necessarily for you to be the boss over the boss. I mean, when there's a contention over two heads, it's already demonic. So sometimes you just need to go into a place, chill and relax, and just be served. Allow yourself to be served. Because sometimes when you go there, and now you want to get a position so that you can now use that position to manipulate that servant of God or that boss in that office or that man, then it is crazy. You have seen people doing this not just in homes, but even in the house of God. People want to force positions. They want to be the worship leader. It doesn't matter who gets hurt along the way. It doesn't matter what stories they concoct about the others that they found there. They just came 2 months ago, but they want to be the leader. They want to be the ones to sing all songs. Beloved, it's short-lived. It is short-lived. You want to force your way so you make some kind of, you know, you become very close to the top. You become very close to the authority, whether it's your boss in the office or whether it's your spiritual authority. You become very close and you use this opportunity now to begin to badmouth others. You want to start discrediting them. You slander so that you can look good. You're forcing. You're still forcing. You're manipulative. And Jezebel is actually the spirit that is behind you. I mean, I can speak about so many things, but I think sometimes we take it too far. We take it too far and it becomes so costly. And God wants us to know that He has a good plan. He has a good plan. He has an original plan. He wants you to continue trusting Him for your own personal blueprint. Some of the things that you're chasing for, they're not meant for you. Some of the things that you're fighting for, they're not meant for you. People have walked into marriages and come out 1 month later because it was not for them. It wasn't for them. They probably just did not take time to know or to ask God to be led of God into it. The people have gone into a business and put in so much money and it ends up crushing on their faces because sometimes we did not wait to hear a yes, a go ahead from God. God wants us to trust Him with our all in all, to know that as our Father, me, I am a mother. I have 2 children and I love my children to the point that when they want certain things from me, I will say yes. But certain things I will say, not now, you can't have it. I can't allow my 6-year-old to drive my car. I can't allow my 6-year-old to be left in the house cooking by himself when I'm out there because anything could happen. So sometimes we want to rush God to give us things which maybe we will obtain later. This might not be exactly what we've seen out there, but maybe they are still for us. They are still, so we really cannot wait. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous when you can't wait and you begin to force. I've said it and I'll say it again. When it is from God, it flows. It just flows. It gives you peace. When you force it, you can't sleep. When you force it, you become anxious. Can you imagine you forced your way into that office, you forced your way into that position, and you're always anxious about, will they discover that I actually never worked in this place? Will they discover that I don't actually know this man or woman that I put in as my referee? Will they discover that I actually never studied in that country that I've put in there? You know, it just puts you in an unnecessary place of anxiety. God wants you, friend, to learn how to wait. I'm not saying that you don't push things to work. There is a difference between expending energy or putting in effort. Effort is good. Sometimes effort will help you. But there is a very thin line between effort and forcing. Effort and forcing. You cannot force yourself into a relationship, whether it is with a husband or a wife or a certain clique of girls that you want to really be part of, or a certain company of men that you feel, I need to be part of this company. So you start doing things. You buy that car that you cannot afford. You wear certain clothes that you cannot afford because you want to fit into that company. You join a certain club, you know, where they do the girl thing, because you want to be part of that. God doesn't want you to do this, child of God. You really need to seek God for Him to reveal bits and pieces of your plan, because God cannot reveal your whole book to you in one go. He cannot. He can't reveal to you a whole chapter about your life at one go. He cannot, because He wants you to learn how to trust Him and how to depend on Him. Maybe that thing you have forced yourself to do now in your chapter 2 is in your chapter 30. And if you could wait like Joseph, if you could wait like David, not in relation to Bathsheba, but there was a process also David went through that kept him in waiting, apart from this other one that he forced. And it doesn't mean that we throw the baby with the bathwater concerning David. I believe he's still a great man and represents God in a very magnificent way in His word. But we'll take that one example, just that one example, to show how force can be dangerous when we try to make things work to our advantage, and we don't care how harmful it can be to others around us, how harmful it can be to those that God has called us to minister to, or those God has called us to lead, even in the governmental positions and any other position out there. God wants us to learn to trust Him with the outcome. I pray for you today that the grace to trust God with the outcome is going to come upon you. I pray for the grace to be patient, to be developed in you. I pray for the grace to be humble. Because you see, when you force, you are actually saying you're preparing for your fall. Some of the things that we want to skip are a process that lead us to the top. And so when you force to the top quickly or rushedly, it means that you could come tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty. Beloved, the word of God says, pride comes before a fall. So when you're forcing, you're preparing for your own fall. You are preparing for your own fall, and you will fall with a thud. God wants you to know that He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's very mindful of you, and that you're special. You are special, and you don't need to want to have that which somebody else has. You don't need to force yourself into that marriage just to break it and tear it so that you can have it, so that you can be with that man or with that woman. You don't have to spend all your little monies trying to be somebody who you are not, trying to dress in some kind of way, yet you can't keep up with the Joneses. Let go and let God. I believe that God is gonna do some marvelous things for you who has listened to this message and you felt that this was my message. I believe that those things which you really desire and which are part of God's plan for your life, they're going to manifest. No matter the delay, no matter the battle, they will manifest. God has a way. He knows how to make things work for His children. He is an able Father. He is an able God. He is above all the situation. So, pull yourself back from going into that thing which you knew you were going to force. Pull yourself back and just say, I don't need to do it this way. I don't need to do it this way. People have forced themselves into positions in ministries with money. They want a position, so they use their money because they're well able. You don't need to do it that way, because you will go there, you will cause a mess. And before we know it, it will be another story altogether. You'll not just be displeasing men, but you will displease God too. And this is how people block their blessings. Child of God, my friend, hear this word and let it encourage you. God is going to make it work for you if you allow him time. Allow him time. The time that you are in waiting might not be easy. It might not be easy, but when we read, I'm actually here, when we read, let's just read it together. It says, in Isaiah 40, 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord. I decree and declare, as you're waiting on the Lord, suddenly you will soar again. Suddenly you will mount up with wings and you will see the promises of God manifest in your life. Like it's like an overflow. You know, things just happening one after the other. One after the other. I'm led again. I'm led again to read Amos 3. Amos 3, let me open it very, very, oopsie, hi, sorry, it hurt you, sorry, Father, thank you, Jesus, I don't know whether this is the best version, maybe I could read for you from, let me read it for you from, I think the message version. Let me get the message version. Be patient with me right there as I just wind up. You know, this my version is NKJV. NKJV. And as it opens, oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I want you to hear this. I didn't want to just say it like that, but I want you to hear it as your Rhema word. As your Rhema word. I'm reading for you from the message version, Amos chapter 9, verse 13 to 15, it says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once and everywhere you look. Blessings, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. I just sense that the Lord wants us to hear that word. It just dropped in my spirit as I finished the prayer. So I believe that that is the Rhema word concerning what I've spoken about. That indeed, those of us that will hearken to this message, that this is what God is going to do. God is going to cause things to happen so fast. You know, when things are happening so fast, your head actually feels like it's, oh my God, I can't handle this. It's one thing after the other, And the Bible actually says everything happening at once. Those things that you have been impatient for, everything happening at once. Because the plan of God begins to manifest in your life just for you and according to the way he structured and orchestrated it. Father, I thank you for this word, and I thank you, Lord, because it's a word of deliverance, it's a word of liberty, and I thank you, Lord, because those that have listened to it are already set free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, my God, that you're delivering many from the grip of that Jezebelic spirit, from the grip of every manipulation, from the grip of every pride, from the grip of every haughtiness, and you're setting them free and ushering them into the promises and into everything that is meant for them, according to the word I've read in Amos 9, 13 to 15. Lord, I thank you for these things. I bless you and I call it done in Jesus' mighty name. And somebody say, Amen. Amen.